Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. What are you doing?
I'm just listening to the music and just moving around.
I don't know. What movement is that?
Just whatever comes to mind. You ain't never seen that?
I was out of the corner of my eye, so I wasn't sure what you were doing. But we are, what we are
I'm
doing today.
I'm tickled to death and laughing inside.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you'll be laughing at some of the things we're about to share right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number as we are in the midst of the fantasy football marathon here at ESPN. As you know, a big part of what we do here, fantasy football, a big part of what everybody does when you're following the game. And what we want to do is encourage you to get the app. It is the number one fantasy app in the world. Get it, put it on your phone. That's where you can run your team. You can manage it. You can manage your roster, everything. All you need to do, all right there in the palm of your hand. You can also go to ESPN.com/FFL and be part of the fantasy football craze. So the question we asked earlier in the show, and you can see it on at KeyJNZ on Twitter, is I was just wondering, until you just completely wet blanketed the whole thing, by the way. I mean, that it was not our best moment.
Why? What did I do?
Because I was asking a question, which you normally do to put it out there to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
That if because you said you didn't really play, and a lot of pros don't really play fantasy football. It's really a fan thing.
Okay.
So I said, if you had a team, what would it be called? And you right away were just, I mean, you came down like a wet blanket.
What did I say?
Just you said nothing. That was what you said. And then I just said,
it would be the nothings.
Let's eliminate the obvious, which is
just give me the damn ball. Yeah. Woo. Ooh, that's real creative.
Well, guess what?
Captain Obvious.
I said let's eliminate it. And, of course, what did we get?
Just give me the damn ball.
Yes. Well, of course somebody did offer that.
People think that's so cute. Huh?
I am not giving
they
credit
just, they
to
just
that
really
one.
Do. But just go out and buy the book because you can't get it on Amazon.
Right. So any opportunity to sell it, why not? So others we got, though, were pretty good.
Okay.
At walk_FF, lock and key.
That's cool.
That's not bad, right?
Not bad.
All right, that's pretty good. Let's see some good ones here. Okay. Basketball Idiot said the low-key variant. He's getting a little creative. Okay. No, okay. Don't like it. Darren Johnson, key to success.
That's pretty good.
It's all right, right? That's all right. Scott said throw me the damn trophy.
See, you can't do that.
Well, it's like championship trophy of that league.
But you can't do that.
You can't do that?
It's either got to be just throw me the damn ball, and that's it. You can't say, throw me the damn mic. Oh, you know, all that old silliness.
Okay. I like this one. Coach Bungard. The name should be the Kivas.
But that's not funny to me. That's not.
Hang on a second.
The whole diva Kiva thing. It's not funny to me.
It's not funny to you. It's funny to everybody else.
Yeah, but it's not cute. It's not funny. That's not who I am.
I think it's adorable.
Yeah,
and it's hilarious.
I don't think so.
I think it would also show you, you know, can make fun of yourself.
I can't make
fun
of myself.
What a great name for a team that you would come up with. Owning it.
I can make fun of myself, yeah. Alan, but it's not factual. So that's why I don't like it.
Which makes it even funnier.
It's like so far fetched.
Is it?
Oh my gosh. You've been working with me 6 months. You know the difference.
You love you some you.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the winner here, though, is one where you said this, I think, was it yesterday?
Uh-huh.
And I lost it.
Okay.
And it actually isn't that funny. The way you said it.
I need to hear it.
We were talking about the Jets and C.J. Mosley. Uh-huh. And how C.J. Mosley said, you know, don't sleep on our defense.
Okay.
And then you said, I'm sleep
with two pillows. Yeah. I'm for sure sleep with two pillows.
So Fruity Pebbler says the name of your team should be Two Pillow Sleepers. That's a winner, right?
Man, whatever. Yeah, I guess so.
Do you like that one?
No, I like it the way I said it. I don't necessarily think it's good for a name of a team.
No, it's too long to be a name of a team, so that's shortening it to what would be a team named Two Pillow Sleepers, and those who get the joke would get it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. That's the winner so far, but of course, if you can come up with something better,
sleep on our team. I sleep with two pillows. Sometimes I wonder where I come up with some of this stuff at. That's how bad they are. I got to sleep with two pillows.
That one struck me to a point where I was trying to find a reason yesterday to use it. But, of course, nobody would say to me, don't sleep on something. Meanwhile, should we sleep on the Giants this year and what they can be? I don't think so. But there is a lot of – it's New York. There's pressure. There's always going to be pressure on any of the franchises here, especially when you've had some people in place for a couple of years. That includes the GM, Dave Gettleman. So John Mara, the longtime owner of the team – he met with the media, and it was interesting. how he – it was a couple of things that he said that really caught our attention that we want to share with you. And one of them is one that is the most confusing response that I think I could possibly have heard, because it's that double negative of, sorry, you're saying what? So when asked, what do the Giants do to save Dave Gettleman's job and what his expectations are for the Giants this season, he answered this.
We're all in the hot seat, you know, I mean, with our fans in particular. We've given them too many losing seasons. It's time for us to start winning. But no, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that's an accurate statement.
So what he was saying was,
well, you're not going to get fired because you own the team. So
yes.
You ain't on the hot seat, and the fans is going to keep going the Giant games because they're fans. And this is New York, and they support.
But for him, this is what I'm trying to figure out. We're all on the hot seat. But no, that's not an accurate statement, meaning is Dave Gettleman, you have to save his job. Is he on the hot seat? But we're all on the hot seat. So if we're all on the hot seat, that means he's on the hot seat.
Dave's on the hot seat.
I mean, I know we're being semantical here.
But Gettleman's on the hot seat, but he didn't want to say, yes, of course he's on the hot seat. You want him, as a reporter, you want him to say, absolutely he's on the hot seat, and he must win now or else I'm going to fire him.
That would certainly make a great headline.
He's not going to do that. So he just says.
That would make a great headline, but he's not going to say that. He's not going to say that. But what he said this, though, he continued to say this. He said, we've given, now the fans, too many losing seasons. It's time for us to start winning. But then he again said, no, I wouldn't say he's on the hot seat. I wouldn't say that's an accurate statement.
But he's talking to Dave Gettleman, even though he's trying to cover it up by using the fans. He's saying essentially what he's saying. He's saying, fans, I know and you know that he's put trash out there on the field, and we're losing too many games, so he is on the hot seat. That is what he's saying, but he's not using Dave Gettleman's name to describe his thought process.
No, he's not. But and also, again, this is all just, you know, media speak. When they say we're all in the hot seat, that's because he doesn't want to point fingers.
Yes, but that's
okay. Well, we're all involved, so all of us are under pressure.
Yeah, that's okay. But you're
as you
not
said,
under,
I can't
not,
get fired.
I ain't
the
getting
owner.
Fired, and I'm not giving up percentages of my team. So the damn with y'all, I'm going to fire this dude who put the team together.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's certainly it, but it's got to be. I mean, Joe Judge is in his second year as a head coach. He can't be the guy that's going to be facing that fire. It's got to be Dave
Unless
Gettleman.
It just goes left, right? If it just goes left. Meaning like...
Well, you clean house.
Yeah, but if you are so bad where you're winning five games or six games, and those five or six, you squeaked them out. And the rest of the games, you were just completely just sent to the woodshed.
Yeah.
I could see where that could happen, where you fire everybody and clean house and start all over.
Doesn't it also put you in the awkward place of, if I'm bringing in a new GM... Now I got is that GM has to inherit the coach? Because normally
not
a GM coach,
you
want to have your own guy.
If you feel like that coach is making progress with what he's been given, which if you look at it and you don't think is a lot of talent across the board, but that coach is somehow
making
getting those guys to play, then you say to yourself, if I go out and I hire somebody to come in that's going to put the talent together, that coach can now take us back to the Super Bowl.
The Jets tried that. Joe Douglas did have a history with Adam Gase, and then they ended up moving on from Adam Gase.
Yeah, but Adam Gase shouldn't have been here in the first place.
Well, we all know that, and that's a completely other story. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Don't be dismissive when I start talking about the
Jets. I don't want to talk about Adam Gase ever again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I would continue with some calls. As we were talking earlier, Ryan Clark had a really interesting tweet yesterday when he talked about how he can name about four or five teams where the quarterback is the best player on the team. Now, the quarterback might be the most important player, but the best player on the team. That's a different story. Now, we went through it earlier. We want to know what you think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, you know, I know we're moving on from this, but I want to go back to something. We were talking about Dave Gettleman, and he decided in a quarterback draft in 2018 that a quarterback was not the most important player in his draft. He decided to go running back, and now Saquon Barkley returning from injury, which we know with running backs, that's a thing. He was asked directly if he had any regrets about making Saquon Barkley the number two pick of that 2018 draft?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's, you know, stuff happens. You know, not everything's perfect. And guy, and there are guys all over this league that get hurt. And big-time players. And he's done a great job rehabbing. And I feel the same way about him. He's different. And he's going to be ready to go when he's ready to go.
Obviously, though, that stuff does happen more to running backs. Is that not?
I don't know that that's true.
You don't believe that they have shorter career lives than maybe other positions because of maybe the hits that they take?
Really and truly, you know... Really and truly, you can talk about injuries at any position. All right, I would not make a different decision today that I made in 2018. Plain and simple.
Let me clarify too. Obviously, he began that with saying absolutely he doesn't regret. That's what he was asked. He doesn't have any regrets about drafting Barkley. Now, I mean, Key, what's he going to say? The guy's on his team. What's he going to say? Yeah, you know, if I can go back, I would have taken Josh Allen. Like, no, he wouldn't have said that because he's guy's still on your team. But he does, like, triple down on it about taking the running back at two when you did have quarterbacks and you had a need for a quarterback.
But they wind up getting Danny Jones.
Yeah, the next year.
Oh, the next year they wind up getting
Danny Jones.
Yeah, they
got Danny Jones the next year. Eli was, you know, as you knew, was towards the end for Eli. And they decided to go one more time. Let's get this player who can really help.
In all fairness to him, he scouted both Saquon Barkley and Josh Allen and whoever else was there. And
Sam Darnold was there. Josh Allen was there. Lamar Jackson was there. Josh Rosen was there.
When you look at it, he probably graded Saquon Barkley out more with a higher grade than those other guys and said to himself that he can get another quarterback later on, but you can't ever get a Saquon Barkley.
That's what he was thinking, a running back that you know is – the shelf life is just shorter for those guys.
I get it. A lot of running backs take a lot of punishment, and they get banged up, and they usually give you 5, 6, 7 years. But every now and then, you get you an Adrian Peterson. Every now and then,
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey's been banged up, and he's only been in the league a few years. So, but every now and then, you get you once-in-a-lifetime type guy at that position like that.
Right.
You get you an Eric Dickerson. You don't always have to take a running back in the first round. You can get running backs in the later rounds, and they go on to have longer careers than the guys that went in front of them. There's no question about it. But
– well, that's the boom or bust potential of a quarterback, right? Like coincidentally –
but when you think about it, you say Josh Allen. Until Stephon Diggs showed up,
there was a lot
out there about what Josh Allen really was.
That's revisionist history to say they should have taken Josh Allen. You know that now. You didn't know that on draft night.
Exactly.
He's coming out of Wyoming. Nobody really knew what he was going to be.
Exactly.
And again, if you want to talk about boom or bust potential when it comes to taking quarterbacks early in the draft, you could say, well, he could still get Josh Rosen now. Josh Rosen is available. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rosen, at the time, people thought was going to be a really good player. And look at him now.
Sam Darnold's on
his second team. Never got a contract out of the Jets coming out of his rookie deal, right? Anything more.
I thought it's
Baker
all circumstances.
And Lamar are the two
Baker
guys in
Josh. Baker probably didn't fit into
He was gone.
He was gone. That's true.
And to say Lamar, nobody knew what Lamar was going to be.
Yeah, but he's an old school thought process dude. So he probably wasn't even like, that's really not what I want. You see what he drafted. He drafted a clone of Eli Manning.
Yes.
So there's no way in hell
he
was getting ready to go away from Eli Manning to a Lamar Jackson. Not even close.
Yeah. I mean, where they are, though, they do have Daniel Jones, but they still have to see if he becomes something. But
it's all about the people they put around him, and it's all about the coaches coaching him up.
Yes.
I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I don't think he needs to cut down on the turnovers. But other than the turnovers, which is a lot, I think he's okay. I honestly do. I think he's okay. If somehow he does not show us anything this year, he won't be here. If he doesn't show you anything with the talent that they've assembled around him, which we think.
Are you giving Dave Gettleman a chance to have to then find another quarterback, or is he then not here either? I think more than he is tethered to Saquon Barkley, I think he's tethered to Daniel Jones.
I probably would hold on to him. I probably would. Hold on to Dave Gettleman. I probably would.
Why?
Because he put other stuff around him that is good. And it wasn't like the he. It's not like, what's the kid out of Florida that they drafted?
DeAndre Baker?
No, that was a mistake.
This year,
the receiver.
Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney. It's not like he's not good. He could be good.
Yes.
Shepard's good.
Andrew Thomas, the right pick?
He will know. I mean, last year didn't work out, but we'll see.
Had a lot of good offensive linemen on the table, and he was a
rookie. They also had offensive line coaching issues. Remember, the offensive line coach got fired in the middle of the year, or whatever. So let's see what this year turns out before we can just say he needs to be gone.
Well, that's again when we talk about hot seats. I mean, that's what makes this year intriguing. We all know that there'll be people on the hot seat, but as the owner said, we're all in the hot seat. Well, that clearly means then that Dave Gettleman is on the hot seat. So who would be the Giants' best player then? I mean, it's not Daniel Jones. It's got to be Saquon, right? It's got to be Saquon. You're not convinced, though.
I'm trying to think who's else. Leonard Williams,
maybe?
Leonard
Williams, yeah.
I'm just thinking on my – I'm trying to think on the, off the top of my head.
Right.
Like, if maybe Leonard Williams. Who else? Saquon.
Yeah, Galladay's the guy that
maybe Bradbury, the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Kenny Galladay.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's not a lot here to think about.
But it ain't Daniel Jones.
Evan Ingram's got so much potential, but show it.
He can't catch a cold in Alaska on a rainy day.
Yes, that's got to be maddening. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Andy is in North Carolina as we're talking about different teams and who's your best player if it's not the quarterback. Andy?
Is CMC the best player on the Panthers?
He's got to be. McCaffrey. On the Panthers.
Yeah,
that's almost.
Who else would?
There's no one else that you would even consider.
Yeah, I can't. Robbie Anderson, I mean, he's cool. DJ Moore.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's not compared to the production that he.
Like, Christian McCaffrey's legit.
Right.
Even though I didn't think
there's
he was.
There's no
coming out of Stanford
anymore. Like, there's nothing like that.
Coming out of Stanford, I wasn't sold.
No?
I just wasn't sold.
Yeah, out of college. Man, the stuff he did in college athletically, though.
No, he was Reggie Bush 2.0.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sold.
Why? What was it about him that you had to see in the pro level to believe it?
Because I think when I started looking at the size of a back, and I forgot, I really didn't realize how stacked he was, that smaller guys like that tend to just always, it's always something. So I didn't think that he would have the longevity. And I thought that the Panthers would utilize him similar to what they've been doing, mm-hmm. giving him the football so much that it would just completely wear him down. So for me, taking him in that first round, I was kind of like, well, they could have waited to the back end and got him. But what the hell do I know again?
But again, it's the same thing as Saquon Barkley and the Giants.
That's what I said. What do I know?
You know, he's a guy that could do a lot of the same things that McCaffrey can do. He can catch out of the backfield. He certainly can run. He's very strong. But as you know, when you're getting that many reps, that many touches, you're gonna like Derrick Henry's the one guy that can get countless touches in a game, and it just doesn't seem to break down.
Yeah, but over
but
the long
bigger
over
than
the long haul, he might be a little punch drunk after a while. So you got to be careful.
You got to dial it back, which is probably why they have to get their passing game a little more elevated. Which is why
I don't need him carrying the ball 400 times.
No,
it's just too much.
What you need is when he carries it. Right, that's more important at this point.
Yeah, I think so. But their offense, you know, they're going to get everything. You know how the tires get slick and bald after you wear them out? That's what they're doing with Derrick Henry. They're going to wear him all the way down to the point where, we're going to look up 5 years from now and be like, dang, what happened to him?
But see, that goes back to the conversation about running backs. The shelf life is just, you might get, it's the burst that you get that first couple of years.
About five, I would probably say.
And then it peters out
fast.
But
if you think, that drafting a guy at a certain number warrants that 5 or 6 year window and you're okay with that, what's the problem? So if I'm drafting you and I'm happy with 5 or 6 years of productivity from you, I'm okay with that.
It's what you passed on, I guess, is the argument. That's what the argument is.
But what did you pass on?
They took, but we know why the Giants took Saquon. It wasn't as much as they weren't sold on the quarterbacks that were in that draft class. Maybe they weren't. But they were looking at it as Eli is still our guy. Let's get him a weapon that can help us try to win one
then?
More. Oh, yeah. That's the mentality. Getting Eli a weapon. Yes. 100%. That was the belief. They didn't have a replacement for Eli on the roster yet.
If they really thought
that was the year to get the replacement for Eli, and they decided not to.
But if they thought that, well, it was 1 year. But if they thought that Eli could have lasted another 5 years because they picked up Saquon.
Well, he gave you two.
It's a bad deal.
He gave you two.
Yeah, but he was snapping the ball, handing it off, man.
Handing it off to who?
Yeah.
The whole point was having Saquon.
Got to be able
there.
To throw two now.
Well, of course. But I'm telling you, that was the belief of trying to get him.
They got rid of OBJ that year, right?
No. I think they had him. They had
Saquon,
they
OBJ, one
yeah,
year.
1 year.
And
yeah.
then Gettleman decided right. to pay him. Then
they had to
pay him, then move him.
Right. I didn't pay that him to trade him.
Pay him, move him, then bring in Golden Tate. That was real smart.
How'd that work out? Yeah. Let's take Bruce in Dallas. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to comment on best player, if not a quarterback, for the Indianapolis Colts.
Darius Leonard.
Quentin.
Yeah, they just paid him.
I would say I would say Darius Leonard, then maybe Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson, right, yeah.
Quentin Nelson. I believe Quentin Nelson, more important part of that.
Well, you said important. Now, it's different. It's different. Not more important.
Best player. Is
a huge difference. I know it's hard to differentiate that, but that's what it is. It's not who's important to the team, but who's the best at what he does.
Darius Leonard.
Yeah.
Quentin Nelson is right there too, though, but Darius Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard just got paid. So that's
because without that defense, I mean, without him on the defense, that defense wouldn't be as solid as it is.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll keep the calls rolling. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, so everyone loves duos. We love to pair up teammates. Who's the best? Key will tell you why one team can claim to have the best wideout. Do you have one? Do I have one?
No, I have one.
You have one? All right. We'll get to that after Key has this.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide. That means all over the place, with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract, and get a Samsung Galaxy 832 5G for only $299 all over America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, 5G capable device required, actual availability, coverage, speed may vary.
As a fan, this is amazing. This is the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Marty Smith, and I'm ready.
This is Max Kellerman, and the Giants are ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Carolina Panthers are ready.
Zelen Hahn, I'm ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
SportsCenter right now, Seahawks Jamal Adams signs an extension to become the NFL's highest paid safety. 4-year extension carries a max value of $72 million, a $20 million signing bonus, and $38 million guaranteed. His agents, Kevin Kahn and Robert Brown of Universal Sports, told ESPN's Adam Schefter the extension added to the final years of Adams' rookie deal. So he's now under contract through the 2025 season. Seahawks acquired him from the Jets last August in a deal that sent two first-round picks to New York. Here's Jamal Adams with Chris Berman on getting the deal done.
Man, I'm just so fortunate to be a part of such a unique organization, great coaching staff, great fan base, great teammates. The next goal is to get to the championship and win it. That's our goal, man.
On to baseball, where the Yankees, they swept a doubleheader from the Red Sox yesterday. So the first game, the Yankees pitched out of the bases-loaded no-out jam in the seventh to hang on for a 5-3 win. Luke Voit's two-run single in the fifth was the difference. In the nightcap, Voit and Stanton hit solo home runs, and three Yankee pitchers combined on a five-hitter to shut out the Red Sox. The Yankees are now atop the wildcard race. They play the Red Sox again tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Luke Voit provided the overnight delivery for the Yankees. Overnight delivery brought to you by USPS. Business is changing. USPS is changing with it. Find out how at usps.com/newroutes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you. The Kings route the Celtics to claim the NBA Summer League title. And of course, it's fitting that Lewis King led the way, finished with 21 points to lead the Kings to a 100-67 victory. It was Sacramento's first Summer League title since 2014. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. Is hiring becoming your second job? Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Well, let's get to some rankings now. We made Key do some homework last night, put some rankings together. Key's Real Rankings brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
So you we call love this to, homework, man? Come on, man.
This
I
was
do
too
this
easy.
My sleep.
You probably did. So we like putting together the combos. Running back, wide receiver. Who has the best in the league? Top five by Key. Take it away.
Oh, I don't have any production?
Number five.
Yeah, I was waiting on the production.
That's all right. No, we don't need that.
We'll go out to Minnesota. And you know, the receiver position, because Adam Thielen is a little bit longer in the tooth than Justin Jefferson, I'm going to pair him with Dalvin Cook. When you think about two dynamic players, both have surpassed the 1,000-yard mark in their careers, one rushing, one passing. But they also can catch the football out of the backfield. And Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson is on line to be something special in the National Football League. He complained several weeks ago that nobody was praising him or giving him any love. Hey, little fella, you got some love now. You're in my top five.
Number four.
Number four, go out to Dallas, Big D, Jerry's World of Texas. You talk about running back Ezekiel Elliott can get back to form of a couple years ago. And Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper came alive when he was traded from the Raiders to the Dallas Cowboys. But because of injuries and some things kind of slowed down. But they can be picked back up. He's one of the top route runners in the National Football League. This is something that Alabama does extremely well with Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper. Those guys can flat out run routes.
CeeDee Lamb could be on that list too, right? You can include him
not,
by the end of the year.
Not yet.
Number three.
Number three, New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara, whichever one it is. And then obviously my nephew Michael Thomas is hurt. He'll be back at some point in time. But when you talk about explosive playmakers, Kamara's just one of, I would say, three, four in the National Football League. And then a guy that's just glue-like hands is Michael Thomas. I know a lot of people joke about slant Mike. They don't give you $20 million a damn year to catch 5-yard slants. It's such a myth.
Number two.
Number two, Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams. Hmm. Again, when you talk about backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield, or you talk about playmakers on the perimeter, Devontae Adams is surely one of those guys. Now, remember, I'm talking about a duel. I'm not talking about individuals. These guys paired together certainly give the Green Bay Packers an opportunity to get back to a third straight NFC Championship game, and hopefully they can advance to the Super Bowl.
Number one.
And number one, how could you not have a 2,000-yard rusher in Derek Big Play, run you over, get out my way, Henry, along with either A.J. Brown or Julio Jones? Pick and choose. Either one for me. And I know I'm going to leave somebody off the list. Somebody's mad. The Cleveland Browns are going to say, what about OBJ? Mm. And what about Chubb? And what about Hunt and Landry? I get it. But when you got Julio Jones breaking them down, oh, my goodness, running shake routes on the backside, doing those sort of things in Tennessee, that means like a slant into the corner, just in case you wanted to know, Alan. Shake route.
I am paying attention to that. Route. I learned about a dig route earlier as well. So those are the top running back wide receiver duos, according to Keyshawn Johnson. And I always take note of, too, if we want to turn them into trios, you add the quarterback to it. I mean, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, can you find better than those three?
No.
If you consider, again, production-wise and what they can do as
all,
a group.
All have a case for being the top at their position.
Right.
Individually, they all do.
Yes, yeah. And the other one would be if you add Dak to the Zeke and Amari Cooper.
And
I mentioned CD because there's a lot of buzz about how he's looked in camp.
Yeah, but
so
but
far.
He's Amari
he's
Cooper's
ready,
the
yeah.
guy, right? Amari Cooper's
yeah,
the
course.
Guy that they're going to throw to, so I would put him up there with Zeke.
Okay. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Anthony's in Ohio. Anthony.
Hey, Keyshawn. Much respect. I like how you – I don't agree with everything you say, but when you say it and the way you say it, it makes sense.
I don't agree with nothing you say now. Now. I don't agree with you either, Anthony, now.
Yeah, I think your team should be no BS, but I don't play fantasy anyway.
No.
Miles Garrett. You put Miles Garrett on any team, with the exception of the Ravens, he's better than any quarterback out there.
Yeah, Miles Garrett is the best player – on the Cleveland Browns by far.
Yeah.
I want to see him, but what I want to see him do is like take that next, that kind of like that I'm getting ready to be the defensive MVP type Aaron Donald MVP.
You want that consistent dominance?
Yeah, I want him to take that next leap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that Von Miller, that J.J. Watt. That just that giant leap.
That Browns,
like,
we don't talk enough about. We spend a lot of time talking about Baker and the extension and the Browns and what they could be. But that defense.
They're going to be good.
I mean, they could be really
good. Yeah, they're going to be a solid defense, and they got a lot of depth now. I think so. But I really want to see Miles Garrett just take that, not that Pro Bowl leap, but just that MVP. The reason we are in the NFC or AFC championship game is because of me.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Corey in New York. Corey.
Or not Corey.
Corey dropped. Okay, let's go to Jerry in Florida. Jerry.
Oh, man. Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning, boss.
Okay, awesome. Hey, real quick, I just want to tell Keyshawn that the year I started watching football is the year the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, and it's like that's when I jumped on the Bucs bandwagon. And if anyone who's been watching football knows, you know, the Bucs haven't been doing well since then. But all that changed. The Bucs are the champions. So, Keyshawn, I just want to say, hey, man, thanks for making me a lifer for the Bucs. But my question is, in the NFC South, who poses the biggest threat to take to knock out the Bucs from that first place?
I would think it would be
Green Bay.
No, he said in the South.
Oh,
it
in
would
the
be
division.
New Orleans.
I'm sorry. I thought he meant the NFC.
It would be New Orleans. But remember, the Bucs didn't win the South last year. New Orleans won the South.
Yeah, but they're Saints are a much different
team.
There's
right?
something
it feels
different
like
about
it.
Them this
it
year.
It feels like it. I mean,
like,
it feels
I feel
like
they. We talked about this on Monday. Like, the Steelers are a team that you're wondering, are they sort of that team? You'd never
well,
want to believe a Mike Tomlin
know,
team is going to be good enough, but
you don't know how healthy my nephew's going to be, which was a key ingredients to them having the success.
Yes.
We don't know the quarterback position.
No, we don't.
Who, you know, is it Taysom Hill? Is it Jameis? We don't know what their secondary is going to look like because they got some issues at the cornerback spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got a question mark about what New Orleans is.
Yeah, absolutely. But it does start at the fact that you just lost a future Hall of Famer at quarterback, and you really aren't sure if you have a replacement for him. Tim's in Kansas City, Tim.
I know we're talking about receivers and running back here, but without the quarterback position, those guys can't get their job done. So if you look at the whole thing, okay, Kansas City is the top. I mean, Travis Kelce is listed as a tight end.
That's not our poll, man. That's
wide
not,
receiver,
that's not,
running
yeah,
back.
We get that. But Kansas City is on their way to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Edwards-Helaire,
are you putting him in this conversation?
They're going to win a Super Bowl again at some point in time. But right now, they don't have a running back that can match up with the five running backs. They have receivers, but they don't have a running back. Tyreek Hill can be at the top three if he had a running back. If you took one of those running backs and you put him in Kansas City, then Kansas City, those duo will probably be in the top three.
Like Kareem Hunt when he was there.
I love what people call him.
No, I know.
It's the greatest.
It's
like you go change what we did and make it your own.
Did James Steele call up and just change his voice?
That was unbelievable. But I told you somebody was going to call in and tweet and be mad that their team didn't get on the list.
Like my team. Why aren't you talking about my team? You talk too much about that team. That's generally the overall complaint. But we know what? Again, we love it because you're passionate about it. That's what matters most. So
you got to have a quarterback.
7293776. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, so one team drafted a quarterback in the top 10.
Uh-oh.
Just 2 years. Actually, they dropped a quarterback in the top 10 2 years in a row, and one of them isn't even on a team anymore. Didn't even matter. Didn't even affect him. Imagine doing that, and you had no problem. Didn't even skip a beat. We'll discuss what happened to one of those quarterbacks coming up next after I tell you about O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Their professional parts people will test your battery for free. If it does not need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstart batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Hey, it's Greeny, and Wednesday we'll be in the midst of the Fantasy Football Marathon. Don't even consider setting your roster till you hear the insight we're going to bring you from Shefty and a whole lot more. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is Z on Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Again, the number 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for you to be part of the conversation. We are in the midst of Fantasy Football Marathon here at ESPN. We encourage you to sign up and play on ESPN.com/FFL, or just do it simply by going to the ESPN Fantasy app on your phone, your tablet. It's the easiest way to do it. You can manage private leagues, public. You can manage your team there.
I just drafted myself.
It is the number one fantasy app in the world. You can't do that.
Why?
Because you can't. You don't. You're
a dinosaur.
It's not your dinosaur. I don't even think you're draftable.
I'm always draftable. Always.
You're always on, aren't you? All right, A to Z. How about some NBA news here? As the schedule, at least opening night and Christmas Day schedules, came out.
Man, I saw that last night, huh? I've already started looking and trying to figure it out.
Christmas Day, where will you be?
Oh, I'll be in L.A.
8 p.m. Eastern on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Will you be courtside, though, for Nets-Lakers?
No, because I'm not a courtside dude.
Will you be in the building for Nets-Lakers?
I am 90% sure I'll be in the building.
Well, that's one of the highlights on the schedule, of course. ABC is going to have – like, you're – The hope, of course, is we'll finally see, not just when the Nets and Lakers played each other. You didn't have LeBron, no AD.
Yeah, now we got everything.
No James Harden.
We got it all, though.
You're hoping.
That is the star-studded game all games. Imagine what the tickets, aftermarket tickets, are going to be.
Right. Now that we know, too.
Crazy.
Are you going to buy those up? So you will be in the building, but you're not a courtside. You're not there with Jack. Court.
I don't do all that, man. It's too much. Too many eyeballs. You don't even get a chance to pick your nose properly.
What do you mean too many eyeballs? People watching the game, not you?
Yeah, but then they catch you doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. You want to sip a little bit, and you
dribble.
Start drinking or something. It just, you know, it's just too much.
Gotcha.
LeBron sat courtside at something. I forgot what it was. I think it might have been his son's basketball game.
Yeah.
And he had a bottle of tequila underneath that he brought into the building. Yeah. And everybody was talking about it. I don't, you know, that's just a lot.
Wait, fair there's enough. A proper way to pick your nose?
This is what Evan got out of that.
Come on, man, stop.
This is what Evan got out of that.
You know how they catch you doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. It's not that I'm going to be picking my nose, but you know what I'm saying.
You had a scratch on your cheek.
Yeah,
at a certain angle.
I'm getting up to go use the restroom and I stumble. And my shoe catches on one of the big cords or something. Mm-hmm. Something weird happens, and then all of a sudden I'm everywhere.
Yes.
No, I'm good. I like to watch the game in peace.
I'll tell you what, though. You know where I'll be at noon on Christmas Day?
Oh, Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
Yeah.
For the rematch, the
Trae
Hawks
Young.
And the Knicks. That is opening the schedule. Knicks and the Hawks. Let's run this thing back.
Yes, I will be on vacation.
A couple other days as well. It's Christmas, of course. A couple other games too of note. Celtics-Bucks.
Yeah.
So you get a little Giannis on Christmas Day again. Warriors-Suns. That's at 5.
That'd
Mavericks,
cool.
You get Luka. Mavericks
Trae
and Jazz.
Trae will be back, right?
Oh, you hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
good.
That Warriors-Suns game will be a good game.
Warriors-Suns would be good.
Mavericks-Jazz, of course, so you get Luka. You know who's missing from Christmas Day? You probably don't even realize it. And I didn't notice it either until someone brought it up.
Where?
Who's the MVP?
Oh, Philly. No, MVP.
Nikola Jokic.
Jokic, yeah.
The NBA said, now we're all set.
Did you say Philly?
No, Philly is not on the list.
They not on Christmas?
Nope.
I would think just because Embiid and Doc, that would be somewhere
nope.
on Christmas.
You no, you do not. You have the Hawks and Knicks who are not normally Christmas. Well, the Knicks have been.
Knicks
but
is,
they've
Knicks
been
is
a
cool
Christmas
playoff
Day.
Team.
Yeah, but that's a
New
rematch,
York.
Too. You'd love to see Trae Young.
They
Scrooge coming into the Garden.
Philly in there nowhere?
No, because you had to get Luka. You wanted to get the Jazz for some reason. Warriors, Suns. Obviously, you got to get Steph Curry and the Warriors on.
No
Chris
Clippers
Paul and the
either.
Suns.
No, and Clippers.
No Clippers.
Well, Kawhi's not going to be available.
Still got Paul George.
Still got Paul George, though.
Well, you don't have Kawhi.
Not you my MVP, man.
Now that, but the Jokic thing, man, that's all right.
Miami couldn't get a sniff?
First
just
time.
To think
how about
teams.
This? The first time since the Christmas Day thing, you know, get,
yeah.
that became
yeah,
like
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah.
First time MVP is not playing. On the schedule. Anyways, also A to Z, we continue on KJZ. We mentioned this. Josh Rosen was waived by the 49ers. Did you
know
he was there?
Man. Yeah, I did.
So
they picked him up off
but
the
you got Jimmy
squad.
G, you got Trey Lance. Nate Sudfeld, for some reason, is also still part of the mix there. But they decided that Rosen was not going to win that third spot, so they decided to waive him.
Give him an opportunity if he still
he
wants
was
to play.
He taken 10th by the Cardinals. And a year later was gone because they took another quarterback in the top 10 in Kyler Murray. When was the last time a team has taken quarterbacks in the top 10 in back-to-back years where you take a quarterback and he absolutely just doesn't work out for you? You move on that quickly, and now here he is. He doesn't have a team.
You know, I just sometimes
he was with
believe,
Miami last year, Tampa.
I just think that when the Arizona thing all went down, it completely
ruined him.
Just ruined him. That's just my belief because you can't tell me that what I saw in college in his ability and being around him in high school and knowing him, that this dude can't play. I can't believe that. I just think that.
So what is it?
It's just one of those deals where.
Come on, this is a league where they're starving for quarterbacks. Teams are trying to find guys.
Man,
this guy can't stick anywhere. He was in a quarterback room with Tom Brady last year at times. Nothing?
Maybe
Kyle Shanahan looked at him and said, "No, I'm all set."
Maybe he's really bad now. Maybe I haven't seen him.
It's got to be more than
that. I haven't seen him in the pros, right? I haven't seen him at practice
We've
or nothing.
We've barely seen him in the pros. He's
no,
hardly
I'm saying
played.
Even at practice, I haven't had a chance to go see him.
You yourself, me.
My
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah.
But when I used to hang around UCLA and hang out with Moore and being around, and he played on my 7-on-7 team in L.A. with my son and them, he was fine. And then all of a sudden, this dude can't play. Like, he cannot play.
Well, he can't find a team. But if he wants to continue, there'll be somebody that is going to want to bring him in because teams are always looking for quarterbacks. What an amazing story.
Again, so
top 10 pick
man.
In that draft, the quarterback draft.
Probably go play tennis now.
And here he is now, or maybe even in the CFL. Coming up, the best wide receiver quarterback duos. We will discuss KJZ, ESPN Radio.